Hello, and welcome to Speaking with Joy, a podcast about books, beauty, and music. So make yourself a cup of tea, sit down, and let's begin. Hello, my beautiful and bookish friends. Long time no talk. It has been nearly a month since I've done a podcast, so I feel quite out of practice. But I am coming back to give you some quick good news. This will be a short podcast, partially because I'm just going to introduce you to our next big project, but also because I need to go to bed because tomorrow is Monday and I have lots of work to do. So you'll pardon me if it's not as polished as usual. I have been dreaming and scheming about what I wanted to do for the summer version of the podcast because I've loved doing various forms of this podcast, looking at three pieces of art, looking at one. And I thought I would try something sort of different for the summer. And one thing I've thought about is that oftentimes I kind of skim over the artwork and I hope that you get a good picture of it. But sometimes I thought it would be so wonderful to be able to really dive into one of these pieces or these books and to go into more depth. And so when I was thinking about the summer, one other thing was I think one of the best parts of the podcast for me personally that I've so enjoyed has been getting your emails and your comments, and people have kind of been really generous with their words and sending in questions, and kind of some people sent me some thoughts and poetry that's been inspired by the podcast, and I've loved the feedback part of it. So for the summer, I wanted to do something that went a little bit deeper and also engaged that sort of feedback that we get together, that conversation. And I thought, what better to do than a book club? And when I was thinking about what book to do, it came naturally to my mind, firstly because the book was brightly colored and sitting on the shelf that I happened to be looking at, but also because it is one of my favorite books. It is the book that I did my master's dissertation on, so I have lots of facts and factoids and also, general over themes that I see in it, and I think there's a lot worth discussing. And also because it's a really easy read. And I know a lot of you all are on the go, you're either working or you have kids, and so I thought I would pick something that we could do together and engage with together that would be manageable and easy. So you may be wondering what that is. And the book that I've chosen to do for this summer's podcast book club is going to be The Great Divorce by C.S. Lewis. Now, this is a strange, small little book. It's different than any of Lewis's other books, if you've read anything by him, whether that's Narnia or Screwtape Letters, the Space Trilogy. And it is based on this medieval idea that's kind of an odd one, called the Refrigerium, which was this idea that the souls in hell could take a vacation to heaven and could be offered the chance to stay. Now, when Lewis wrote this, he very obviously means not to make theology out of that particular idea, but rather to use it as a foundation for talking about questions of choice. Mainly, if we were exposed to the truth, if we could have full understanding of truth and beauty, why would we ever choose to reject it? And basically, the question behind this is, why do we choose the things that make personal hells for ourselves? So there's so many questions in here that he brings up. He talks about choice, about desire, about redemption. And so it's a really wonderful book. What I love about it is there's two things I love about it. One is it is so multi-layered. And one of the things that you'll be lucky or cursed, depending on how you think of it, to be in this podcast is that I have read it over and over again. So I have all of these kind of insights into the factoids and the way that he made it. So just from talking about the book, we'll get to learn about so much that inspired it. So we'll get to learn about the romantic or the proto-romantic poet William Blake and his ideas on desire and redemption. We'll get to talk about the fairy tale author George MacDonald, who inspired C.S. Lewis's conversion by baptizing his imagination, as he says. We'll get to talk about Augustine. We'll get to look at all the little inside jokes that he puts in there. So it's chocked full of things that will cause you to learn and learn about the world that kind of made it. But it's also a book that's really deeply personally moving. It's both humorous, which allows you to kind of get some of the truths that it gives you with ease, but it's also deeply moving, and there are scenes that have stuck with me throughout my whole life since I read it. I've probably read it a dozen times. I don't know, maybe not a dozen times, but I've read it a lot. I read it first when I was 15 years old, and I remember I kind of didn't get much of it, but I remember just being struck by it seeming poignant, and it there were scenes that just would come back to me in life. And so that's why I love this book, is first because there's so much you can learn from it, and it's humorous, and it's got inside jokes, and it's referencing a huge amount of literature, you know, Dante's comedy, in its own little small pages, but also that it's deeply personally moving. And that's something that's really important to me, and part of the reason I started this podcast is because I believe that the arts and literature and beauty aren't just important because they are interesting or because they make us more intelligent, but because they also have the potential to form us and to make us more complex and hopefully better people. So all this to say, I am very excited about doing the book club. So I hope that gets you into this. Let me give you a few details. I've put this all on my blog, but the way I'm going to do this is every week I will tell you what chapters to read, or chapter, it'll be 1 to 2, and they're really short chapters, so it's really easy. The book is like 100 pages in total, so it'll be really easy to read. So I'll tell you which chapters to read. So for this week, I want you to read the introduction and the first chapter. And I don't usually recommend reading introductions, but you have to read the introduction for this one because it's really important. And then I will do a podcast like this where I'll just talk through it. I'll probably have a podcast partner in most of them because with any book club, you need somebody to talk with about the books. And then I'll open up a discussion post for you guys to do. And the two places you can do that are either on Facebook, which is on my Joy Clarkson page. I'll put some discussion questions on there and you guys can engage there. Or on Twitter, I have started a new page called Reading with Joy. So that's kind of the counterpart to Speaking with Joy. And that is the other place. If you don't have Facebook or Twitter, I would actually recommend just signing up a small Twitter account. You can always delete it later. And with Twitter, it's nice because you don't have to put your name. You don't have to put much information at all. So you can always just make one and then destroy it. But if you do that, make sure to do a public profile or else you won't be able, other people can't see your comments and then you can't interact. So that'll be basically what I'll do every week. I'll assign the chapters, I'll do a podcast, and then I'll do discussion questions. Something I would really encourage you to do, if you're up to it, is to invite a friend to do this with you. So whether that's somebody who's near you, if somebody is near you who wants to do it with you, I'd say read the chapters together and then maybe sit together and listen to the podcast together and then drink tea and make cookies and talk about it. Or find a friend who's far and it can be kind of a distance thing that you do together. But I would really recommend that you do that so that you can have more discussion partners as you enter into the conversations that this book will bring out. So that is my idea for this summer, is to do a Reading with Joy, a book club with The Great Divorce by C.S. Lewis, which is a book that will both teach us a lot, whether that's about theology and history and literature, but will also really challenge us as people and has really profound and interesting things that we can deal with thinking about the way that we make choices and the way that our desires are shaped around things. So I look very forward to you all chipping in. Go check out the show notes at joyclarkson.com, where you can find the links to Twitter and the Facebook, where you can find the discussion posts. And always feel free to email me if you have any questions at thejoinusthebrave@gmail.com. And if you are liking this podcast and you're enjoying it, please share it with a friend and also rate and subscribe and leave a review if you want to on iTunes. I pray for you all, genuinely I do, and I really look forward to the fun that will be had with this. When I sent out messages asking if people wanted to do it, I was just shocked about how many people wanted to. So I think it'll be good fun and I look forward to chatting with you all. Cheers!